I'm just off to a little pub known as the Jolly to most people, called the Jolly Angler. It's on Ducie Street, which is around the back of Piccadilly Station. Quite a sort of seedy area, really, actually. But this little pub has been run for a number of years now by an old couple called Sheila and Michael. Michael has since got ill, and so Sheila runs the pub with her son Raymond. And Martin is there at the moment. I'm just going to go and meet him. I'm told there are a few musicians in, but not as many as we thought. But I shall take this along and see if I can get any soundscapes of interest.
Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry Town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortunate ever do favour me, or I do have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. Well, we sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined unto our bunks, with no one to pity poor me. No father dear nor mother kind to hold up me head when 'twas sore, which made me think more of the lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune it ever should favour me, or I do have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Well, we finally reached the other side in 23 days. We were taken as passengers by a man and led round in 6 different ways. We each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we sang farewell to our Ireland and Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. Maybe not quite. If fortune it ever should favour me, or I do have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
What I like about the tailors as well, that the net sets on easy to use as well. Right, I'm going to put the, well, I'm going to have to show as well, I'm going to have to go for a piece singing again.
By experience, me friends, you will see how the winds of the warm do blow. Luther spun out his existence and saw the King Henry VIII by a cabin.
Persistent.
The rest, their maxims he did imitate. Then Calvin he joined the new system. He swore he'd make spindles of steel. Pluto himself did a system. Perdition had turned their wheel. John Mitchell, a brave son of Verdon, declared that a spinner he'd be. He set the wheels in motion, his daring plan to set free. But John Bull, a crafty old tyrant, said spinning he was funny bent, and so to Van Diemen's Lancashire the sons of Old Erin were sent. William Pitt, he was a good spinner, and likewise Lord Castlereagh. They spun a union for Ireland to England, they towed it away. William Pitt, he was a good spinner, he took the long trip on a boat. Lord Castlereagh saved the distance by slitting the rim of his throat. Lord Nelson, he was a good spinner, on board of the ship Victory, he was counted the greatest of spinners that ever set sail on the sea. His shipmates were all famous spinners, for Nelson they spun very well. But the French spun a ball at Trafalgar, and on the ship's deck Nelson fell. Napoleon was a good spinner, he freed him to Galway's advance. Over deserts and lofty high mountains, he marched the brave sons of France. But Wellington was a good spinner, his wheels they were at Waterloo. If Grouchy had never betrayed him, the French would have cut him in two. The factory owners are spinning their wheels, they are turning away. Soon they'll be wanting their hands just to work 14 hours a day. They don't care a fig for the poor, they eat not their size nor their bones. They don't care a damn if you work till you spoil the flesh from your bones. The rich are all famous spinners, and that we are all very sure. Always contriving at schemes that will cut down the rights of the poor. So if you intend to go spinning, let each of your spindles be steel. Let liberty then be your motto, and glory will turn your big wheel.
Yay, Conway! Well, it's 1:30 in the morning and I've got home. Sober as a judge, or jober as a sudge, however you want to say it. I've been on Diet Coke all evening, which I'm quite pleased with because I absolutely love the Guinness in the Jolly Angler. Sheila pours a lovely pint, it's got to be said, and I resisted, so I'm really chuffed. What else? I found out, sadly, that Sheila's husband, Michael, has passed away. He passed away in February, and I didn't know. I'm so sorry for her. She's a lovely lady. She's in her 70s now. And, it's very sad for anybody when they lose a partner. But I've had a nice night. I left Martin comfortably chatting to a guy called Matt, who is a very good guitarist. And I thought I'd come home and see how these reprobates were doing. Have you been good girls? I think you have, haven't you? Yes. And I believe my bedroom door has remained closed. Now, let's see if I'm correct in this assumption. Ah, well, it's slightly closed. I wonder if a certain little chocolate person has been in here. She sometimes does, but nothing seems to be awry. So that is at least good. I don't think anything has been dislodged or damaged, but she does seem to tend to open this door sometimes. I think tomorrow I might wander over to Martin's house in the afternoon, and we're talking about going to see Queer Crack in Mulligan's. We first started seeing Queer Crack years ago, at that time Desi Donnelly used to play with Kieran. I don't know whether Desi will be playing at all tomorrow, but then of course the fantastic Mr. Brian Roebuck came to Mulligan's, and he was even, well, I shouldn't say he was even better than Queer Crack, but Brian doesn't play in Mulligan's anymore. But we'll go and hear hopefully some of Kieran. I might even take my Taylor Mini and see if he'll give it a bit of a strum for me so I can hear what it sounds like through their PA system. Yay. Right, on that point, folks, I will love you and leave you. I'm still wide awake. It's all the bloody caffeine from that Diet Coke. I'm not used to it. At least Guinness, you know, after a while makes you feel sleepy. 1:30 in the morning, I'm still buzzing. Anyway, I shall speak to you all soon. Bye for now.